Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Click on Watch. You can see the two interviews from yesterday. Plus, I did a quick monologue last night as well. It's less than 60 seconds. Listen, if you've got people in your family that are insisting we must have more gun control, they're insisting we must have more regulation, they're insisting we must allow for more infringement of our Second Amendment right, I do like 57 seconds for you that I did last night in the show about bad guys and laws and regulations and rules and good guys and laws and regulations and rules. Go right now, joepags.com, joepags.com. You click on Watch, not Watch Now, that's for the actual show. Watch will take you to my videos. It's the last video I posted today. And click on that, and it's 50 seconds. It's less than a minute. Send it to Uncle What's-His-Face or Aunt What's-Her-Nose, who's always complaining to you about maybe your coworker, somebody who's always complaining that we need more gun laws, need more laws, banning this and banning that. Go right now and click on that. Now, Carrie, yesterday I asked people if they were interested in me doing something like some unfiltered PAGS after the show sometime.
Oh, yeah? And?
Like three people said they would. So everybody else, I'm guessing, aren't interested in that.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
My first guess would probably be Tina Forte. Forte, but she says 40, who ran against AOC. She is known for her very, very vernacular-filled rants about Nancy Pelosi and AOC and everybody else. Mm-hmm. She, of course, didn't do that when she was on my show because we would have to bleep it out because of the FCC rules. But also, I mean, Gordon Ramsay follows me on the Twitters. I have Gordon Ramsay. I would just say the F word the entire time.
You know what I mean? Every other word that comes out of his mouth, yeah.
That, I think, would be something. But the people are not interested in hearing me be filthy and foreign and foul. They don't want to hear it.
Well, okay. Well, they've spoken, so.
Some of these days, I would really just go. I just really just let you have it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not you, but I just let the audience just, let me tell you how I really feel about this stuff.
I understand that. Oh, yeah.
This mother, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
It'd be something.
Yeah, you know my favorite word. What's your favorite word?
Probably the same, I would guess. Okay. I think. Okay. Although I do put mother in front of it more probably than you do. Mm. But now I can't. I'm going to be saying egg producer. Yeah, egg donor, something.
Yeah, then it kind of takes the edge off of it a little bit. But yeah.
I think it probably does. It probably does. So yeah, that whole thing about what you can and can't say is just stupid. Also stupid, the hiring or the appointment of Pete Buttigieg as the, see, that was a big time broadcast segue. See what I did? Pete Buttigieg. Here's a guy that was absolutely horrible as the mayor of South Bend. Here's a guy who's been woke since he was a preteen. There's actually a video out there of him questioning somebody at some conference when he's just a teenager. Talks slowly. He's very WEF educated. Here's a guy that's an elitist that believes that he's in the elite class, can do anything he wants, and then tell us what's wrong with how we live. This idiot actually said something about how we've got to have construction crews come in to build infrastructure that represent the communities, many of them communities of color, when a bunch of white people would come in and build stuff. Like, white people can't build stuff well and they suck and they're horrible. The guy's just, he's completely gone. So the question I asked on Twitter today was very direct. If Pete Buttigieg weren't gay, would he still have the job? I don't know that he would have been appointed to the job had he not had a husband. I don't know. But the fact that he's gay is keeping him in the job. So let's think about it. Supply chain took a dump, and it was on him, and he was off for paternity leave. For 2 months, he flies his husband and himself over to some soccer game to support the American soccer team or something, or the military games or something. Yeah, whatever that was, which he didn't have to do. I mean, just take some jet that's provided by the people for he and his husband to go and enjoy, Cheston. And then he talks about how white people building stuff was somehow not proper because it didn't represent the communities where they were building stuff. And then, of course, he complained that the bridges in many parts of the country were racist bridges because, I guess, black and brown people couldn't figure out how to go under the bridge or something. I'm not sure what he was saying about that, but they were racist bridges to keep people out for some reason. That he wants us to believe that. Now we've got, and again, the supply chain thing was immense, and it's still a problem. And he's not doing anything to make it any better. In fact, he was part of the problem where Gavin Newsom is saying you have to have a truck that's 2010 or newer or else you can't pick the stuff up at the port. Pete Buttigieg, of course, as the transportation secretary, could have twisted his arm and said, no, you got to get this stuff out of here, which he didn't do. And now you've got the train derailments that are happening all over the country. The one most specifically that people are watching closely is East Palestine, Ohio. And this one is horrendous. Like, some of the most noxious, deadly gases and materials were being hauled around on this, on these train cars that crashed. And Buttigieg, who again is just woke signaling, now he's figured out how he can talk about it, because he hadn't talked about it for a while. Then he tweeted about it once or twice yesterday. Now he has figured out who to blame. Carrie, fill me in.
Yep, from Fox News. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg shifted part of the blame for the recent derailment of a train carrying toxic chemicals in Ohio on the Trump administration, reversing a little-known safety rule. Buttigieg noted Tuesday evening his agency had taken a series of steps to improve rail safety through historic investments, but said it was constrained by the Trump administration action. In 2018, the Department of Transportation withdrew a rule proposed 3 years earlier requiring trains carrying certain dangerous chemicals to utilize electronically controlled pneumatic brakes, or ECP, saying that technology's benefits were inconclusive. In the wake of the East Palestine derailment and its impact on hundreds of residents, we're seeing lots of newfound or renewed interest in our work on rail safety. So I wanted to share more about what we've been doing in this area, Buttigieg tweeted. We're constrained by law in some areas of rail regulation, like the braking rule withdrawn by the Trump administration in 2018 because of a law passed by Congress in 2015. But we are using the powers we do have to keep people safe, the transportation secretary added. And of course, I'm always ready to work with Congress on furthering or in some cases restoring our capacity to address rail safety issues. On February 3rd, a train carrying vinyl chloride, a dangerous colorless gas and operated by the transportation company, the Southern Railroad, derailed in Columbiana County, Ohio, which is located along the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. Shortly after the derailment, the company opted to release the gas from the derailed cars, potentially releasing deadly fumes into the air to prevent a potentially disastrous explosion. Local residents were told to evacuate the area, but assured it was safe to return on February 9th. And the Environmental Protection Agency and Ohio officials have conducted air monitoring in the eastern Ohio region and said the tests have shown the air is safe to breathe, but locals and experts have expressed concern it is dangerous to return to the area.
Okay. I'm trying to understand it, because he says it was some Trump rule from 2018 that did not, I guess, provide for the rail companies to have these electronically controlled pneumatic brakes or something. But then he says it was because of a law that was passed in 2015. Well, who was the president in 2015? I can't remember.
Well, I think he's using that also as another example that he's saying this administration's being constrained by law in some areas of rail regulation, like the braking rule withdrawn by the Trump administration in 2018 because of a law passed in Congress in 2015.
So if I'm hearing you right, he's saying that the braking law was retracted because of the law that was in 2015.
Right.
So Trump could not have put the law into place. But if it's a policy, if it's a rule, then policies are made by the executive that's in charge now. Last I checked, Joe Biden took over in 2021. This, correct me if I'm wrong, this derailment happened this month, right?
Yes.
What is the year? I can't remember.
2022.
No, it's 2023.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's a sign of old age there. That's really trying to stop the years.
Oh, man.
God. So, So in other words, it's 2 years after Joe Biden took over. Now, when Joe Biden took over, was he able to appoint a transportation secretary?
Yes.
Who is that?
Pete Buttigieg.
So if Pete Buttigieg was concerned about the lack of electronically controlled pneumatic brakes on these trains when he became the Secretary of Transportation, could he have had the Biden administration that he's part of change that rule?
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make sure I'm following, because I'm a little confused by this. So Buttigieg is blaming Trump, who was restrained by a law passed under Obama, and now Buttigieg could not have done anything about it because he was busy flying overseas to watch soccer games?
Well, he didn't mention about flying overseas.
He didn't say that.
Anything. Mm-mm.
But he has spent a lot of time making sure that work crews were not white, right?
Right.
And he talked about this huge investment they made in rail. Well, what was the investment if the most important thing was to get electronically controlled pneumatic brakes?
All good questions.
There might be pneumatic brakes. Again, I'm not a brake expert. Pneumatic sounds like something that, like a memory game where you have.
Yeah, I think it's pneumatic.
Probably is pneumatic. A pneumatic device would be something where you remember somebody's name or maybe a definition by using something to compare it to. So pneumatic brakes. So Pete Buttigieg, who clearly, in his list of concerns, get rid of Whitey off the work crew, watch soccer with hubby, make sure the bridges are no longer racist, and put those pneumatic brake systems on the trains. I don't care. I don't think he got to number four, did he?
He did not.
Because clearly he knew this was going to happen because Trump bad. Trump literally, according to Buttigieg, decided to poison East Palestine, Ohio, by saying, brakes are fantastic. Don't put the brakes. You know what I mean? Can you believe it's taken him since February 3rd to figure out 12 days
who
to figure out how to blame Trump?
Who can I blame this on? Oh, got it.
Not even who can I. How can I blame it on Trump? Because you knew he was going to get the blame. But this is so decidedly stupid. It's just stupid. It's stupid. And again, because he's white and he's male, only thing saving his job, in my opinion, is the fact that he's gay. They can't possibly, unless he goes and steals somebody's bag at the Las Vegas airport and starts wearing the clothing to parties, he's probably not going to get fired. That, of course, was was that guy a gender fluid or binary, the one guy who got fired and was stealing the luggage?
I want to say non-binary.
Come on, man.
I'll have to double check that.
What are we talking about here? The guy's horrible at the job. I don't care who he goes home to.
I don't know. I would say, you know, they're having this big town hall meeting in Ohio. People are scared in that area. I mean, we're talking about thousands of dead fish, livestock falling over dead. And yet they're telling people, I think we're okay. I think you're safe. Maybe he should go to Ohio tonight. Go check out that town hall. 100%. Listen to the people in East Palestine.
He's not been there yet. Joe Biden has not been there yet. Guess what? 70% of East Palestine voted Trump. Probably why they're being ignored. Also, it's predominantly white there. Probably why they're being ignored. But here's the part that really gets me. We know that Pete Buttigieg is horrible at the job. We know that Biden's horrible at the job. Hey, Ohio, why did you reelect DeWine? Why did you reelect this guy? Who I literally watched with my own eyeballs and heard with my own ears. Him saying, probably safe for you to go back, just don't drink the water. Well, last I checked, the water is potentially bad because of what's in the air is getting into the water. So don't worry about it. Breathe the air. Sleep soundly in your house. Don't worry about your dog died and all the livestock died. Just don't drink bottled water. Yet I don't think DeWine stayed there that night. I know that Biden hasn't been there. Buttigieg is probably looking at what event he and Chastain can go watch with the kids. So I'm not really sure I understand why you guys reelected this guy DeWine. You had other options that were so much better than this guy. And there he is, some rhino Republican, who actually I saw on Fox before we hit the air tonight, talking about how the Biden administration has been very responsive to them. No, they haven't. Biden's out there touting the praises of his failed economy, while Buttigieg is complaining about balloons and making jokes. Come on, dude. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts about this and more when we come back.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We remind you about Eden Pure. Eden Pure does a great job with that thunderstorm. Just heard from somebody else. Rich got his thunderstorm. I'm very glad to hear it because it really does help out. If you've got an issue at the house where you'd like to take care of some odors you can't find, maybe you just want that fresh scent like a thunderstorm just came through, get with Eden Pure. Get the thunderstorm. It is a proven oxy-technology-based air purifier. Doesn't use any filters. So you don't have to change filters. A lot of these air purifiers, first of all, cost way too much money. And then you've got to replace the filters all the time. And you're thinking, well, this doesn't make any sense. With the thunderstorm, it doesn't do that. It's going to use O3 technology to go out, seek and destroy those scents. Doesn't matter if it's behind your furniture, under the furniture, doesn't matter. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And again, no filters to buy. Enjoy your home again and save some money. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack by getting 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, kitchen, anywhere you need it. Go right now to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Discount code PAGS. Save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGS. Shipping is also free. We go to the phone lines. I appreciate you, Moses. What's going on? Hi.
Hi. I bought this vinyl chloride they got going on down here in Ohio.
Yeah.
I used to work at a rubber as a rubber compounder for Deco Rubber.
Yeah.
And it came in a talcum powder form, and it was under the title of vinyl chloride. Now, they told me the lab tests on that, they injected it into the rats, and within days they had cancer, like, real bad.
Yeah.
So I suggest people in Ohio, they, like, throw away their pillows and anything cloth, clean it.
Well, Moses, I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to ask you as if you know more than I do, and I'm going to trust your word on this. Why do we need vinyl chloride? Why would we ever have such a dangerous, poisonous material, whether it's powder or liquid or whatever it happens to be? Why do we need it? What do we use it for? Do you know?
Rubber products. See, I used to mix the powders that I sent up to the Banbury, and then they'd mix them all together to make the rubber.
I got you, brother. Moses, I appreciate that insight. At the end of the day, if it's that dangerous, and it's on a rail car, and there should be a derailment, which does happen now and again, happened a lot lately so far this year for some reason, maybe don't transport it that way. Maybe figure out another way or another compound that isn't so dangerous to wildlife, to the water supply, to the food supply, and to people. I don't think that's asking much, that you don't do something like that on a rail car that could somehow come off the tracks, and it's a controlled burn. Have you seen this plume of smoke? It's disgusting. It's crazy. Mike, Minnesota, let's go.
Yeah, love your show, but you should mention that Pete Buttigieg is a veteran. He served his country.
He did.
2 tours in Afghanistan.
No, I don't think he did any tour. I don't think he did any tours. No. Pete Buttigieg I'm not sure about that, Mike.
Just mention that to your audience.
What's that?
Mention that to your audience just to be.
You're on the air now, Mike. You're on the air now. People just heard you say it, but I've also heard that Pete Buttigieg misrepresented his service, that he was somebody who was not in active duty. So you saying that he did tours in Afghanistan? I'll let you go, Mike, because you obviously don't want to shut up. If you can, Kerry, during the break, find out exactly what Pete Buttigieg did when he was over. I know that he was enlisted. But he was not somebody who was on the front line with a gun. This guy's saying he did 2 tours in Afghanistan. When you say he did a tour, that makes me think he fought in the war. From what I understand, he did not fight in the war. He represented himself as if he did, showing these pictures and fatigues and whatever else. But then the guy calls in to say, tell that to your audience. Sam, when I take one of these callers on the air, don't they know that they're actually talking to the audience?
I think they know.
And I've never hidden the fact that Pete Buttigieg was in the armed forces. It doesn't mean he's a good guy. It doesn't mean that he's a good transportation secretary. Anything jumping out, Kerry? You want to tell us after the break?
Yeah, let me tell you after the break.
Sounds good. All right, Joe Pags Show coming right back. JoePags.com. Click on Watch and go see all the interviews from yesterday and that 60 seconds about guns. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.